Welcome back to the pod. This is Source from the Sofa. This is Rome, as well as Aaron. Jason can't make it with us today. He's stuck in Minneapolis. This is actually like take two or three because we're having some technical difficulties. Headphones not working, internet's lagging, but now we're on the phone. So we'll see how it goes this time, right, Aaron?
Right, bro. I mean, haters are going to hate, dude. I think they're trying to block the signal from us getting through, but
yeah,
we do what we do. We do what we got to do. Sources out there from the sofa. We get it done.
I think Thursday the problem is, pod. Yeah, I think the problem is, for those that do not know, we are live on X. We are going to be live on Instagram very soon as well as on TikTok, but you can find daily bets. Aaron is our picks guru. He's giving away daily bets for the most part for Major League Baseball. And me and Aaron are teaming up for NFL as well as college football. Today, we're going to start with the first game, Bills and Dolphins. Aaron had the Dolphins -2.5. I had the over 48.5, as well as leaning towards them winning the game. Personally, I like them to be two touchdown favorites, but I wasn't really sure. You know, it's week one, week two. We're still feeling everything out. But what a hell of a game for a Thursday night. We saw Josh Allen distribute the ball really nicely. Nothing too crazy. You know, I think he only had like, what, 19 throws?
Yeah, 139 yards. I mean, nothing crazy from him. Defense, James Cook, that's and Dolphins turnovers. That was kind of the three keys to the game.
Yeah, 13 for 19, 139 yards, a touchdown. James Cook looked really nice. This is his third year with the Bills. I had to look him up to see like how his production was. But last year he had 1,200 yards rushing, another 500 or so. Receiving with four touchdowns and then two rushing. Today he matched his rushing total touchdowns that he had last year with two, plus another one that was like, I think, what, 30 yarder at the end of the first half or so. Really fun game.
30-40 yarder, yeah, whatever that was.
Initially for this game, although I did have the Bills, I thought Miami looked really fast and I was kind of worried. I wasn't really sure what to expect from the Bills defense, but they came and played. Davis, I'm really digging the porn mustaches. He's grown out. He looks healthy. Got a sack today. Tua obviously got hit in the second half. To me, it didn't look like much of a hit, but we know from not last year, but the previous year when he had those three concussions, I just think he's like just susceptible. That's the reason why I couldn't play football. And I think that's what Tua got, man. Sometimes you just don't got it. And he was out and they rolled him out for the rest of the game within, what, 5-6 minutes. So, we'll see how long he's out. If he's out for like a couple weeks, which is a good possibility, not good for Miami, especially because they have like kind of like a tough schedule. But it was a Thursday night game. He does have time to recover. We'll see where it goes. Miami, it's the second game of the week. I wouldn't be too stressful if you're a Dolphins fan. I know Aaron and Jason had the Dolphins winning the division. I had the Jets, although they talked me out of the Bills. I'm back on the Bills bandwagon. I just like what they got going. The young wide receiver core, you know, running back, the addition on defense. Josh Allen, we talked about on the first couple podcasts. This is his year to show us, you know, how big of a dick he got. It's like, how good of a quarterback is he? And in my opinion, he's the best quarterback in the NFL, and I think they're really surprising people in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, Bills Mafia has got to be happy, 2-0. Comeback win week one against Arizona. Josh Allen carried him to that victory, two touchdowns rushing, two touchdowns throwing. Tonight, really just easy game for him, considering he's got a hand injury on his non-throwing hand. Give the ball off to James Cook, let him do his thing. He did his thing. He rolled in a couple touchdowns today. The defense, they stepped up in a big way. Everybody's kind of questioning that defense. Secondary's new. A couple young guys in the linebackers, they lose their star linebacker in Bedford early in this game. And then Von Miller, we talked about Roman. He looked quick. He looked like the Von Miller from, you know, the Broncos with the Rams there leading those teams on a Super Bowl run. So if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, the defensive line controlled Miami. I know Miami had a couple offensive linemen go out. The whole left side went out. Two, as you mentioned, you know, concussions in 2022 plagued him. He gets hurt now. What's his status going forward? You know, these guys that get multiple concussions, usually they don't come back within the next week. He does have 10 days, like you said, but they could be cautious with him, and he could miss a few weeks. And given his status going forward with Skylar Thompson as the only backup quarterback that has played for them over the few years, he's played in a playoff game against Buffalo. that 22 season that Tua was out with concussion. Ryan Tannehill, I've been talking about him for a bit. Like I said, I think his jersey's still hanging up somewhere in that stadium, janitor's closet, wherever. Might be time to dust the cobwebs off and give him a call, because Miami without Tua, Tannehill might be the guy to come to save him right now.
So if you guys haven't known already, our podcasts are live on Spotify, Apple, wherever you can listen to your podcasts. We did break down the AFC in the initial inaugural two-part podcast. We did talk about how the Bills start like with a really tough season. You know, they had the Cardinals, could have been upset, Dolphins, Jaguars next week, then followed by Ravens, then followed by Texans, then followed by the Jets, until they get like a little break with the Titans. So this is where I got talked out of the Bills, where they could start 0-5 or 1-4. It is a tough schedule, but I'm feeling pretty good. Like, if they could pick up like another win or two, they're looking really nice into like the softer part of the schedule.
Yeah, I mean, they've got the Jaguars at home, game they look like they should win to go to 3-0. Then they got three straight road games, Ravens, Texans, Jets. Then the schedule gets a little more favorable. But if you were to tell me Buffalo's going to come out of that stretch 3-3 or better, I'd consider that a success for Buffalo to start the season.
That's a pretty big win. And the way they look, distributing the ball pretty well, well-balanced, well-coached. Maybe McDermott's taking another step, too, in his coaching career. Everything could be piecing together. I thought the championship window might be closed, but with these young guys, maybe a new one's opening up. Dolphins have a pretty tough schedule going on throughout the whole year. So although I did pick them to miss the playoffs, I'm still sticking to that. But I don't know when you guys want to make that, you know, jump off the train as well. But maybe we'll get back to that after like week 5 or 6.
Yeah, I mean, they're 1-1 after 2 weeks. No reason to panic yet. I mean, Tua's health going forward is concerning. They lost, like I mentioned, a lot of offensive linemen today. Vertical passing game. I thought they just ran the ball too much. I didn't like the game plan. Buffalo played two safeties deep, gave them stuff underneath. They just ran the ball too much. Didn't take advantage of what the defense was giving them. Bad game plan by Mike McDaniels. I think that helped contribute to his struggles as well.
Yeah. Great Thursday night game, though, nonetheless. I think that's pretty good. Let's go on to week 2 of the NFL. We're going to go over the odds, maybe pick out like a few upsets, or we're actually going to reveal that on Dub Club. So Aaron's our picks guru. He's going to be picking out some games predominantly. I will have my own picks as well for the NFL. We'll keep track on our records, but we're going to provide that on Dub Club. You could subscribe and get all our picks weekly or on the daily if you want to do a little MLB action. So NFL, college football, those are going to be our three main sports until the NBA gets going. But be sure to check out our link on X. And then we do give like a free pick or two every single day on X as well. So we're not going to leave you hanging dry. But I think, Aaron, you said we were 5-3 last week for the NFL, and we've been on a nice tear for the MLB. And we even had like a couple 2-0, 3-0 days for day-to-day MLB betting.
Yeah, I mean, we're hitting over 60% over our last 60 picks. I think we came in right now. I think we are 36 out of our last 25. So we won 36, lost 25 that out of our last, 61 picks. So we're hitting like 62.8, 62.9%. Baseball, 75% in the last 3 weeks. Rome, as you mentioned, the NFL, 5-3. Lost tonight with the Dolphins, -2.5. College football, we're hitting at 500, but we got some big games this weekend in college football. A couple old Pac-12 rivalry games going on. I'm excited to look into those. And a great set of NFL games in week 2.
Nice. Let's get onto it then. Week 2, Sunday has 10 morning games, so it's all packed. Whoever has YouTube TV, Sunday ticket, as you know, you can only get 4 games at once, and sometimes that's kind of frustrating. I think I bitched about it a lot in the last pod. But we have Raiders, Ravens. I think this is just a gimme. I don't think we got to talk much about it. It's 8.5 spread. Over under 41. I'm taking the Ravens either way.
Ravens should win this game. No big lean on either side, total or number, but Ravens should win this game straight up, bounce back, get back to 500.
Yeah, with like the points of 41, I got screwed today. Raiders can't score. So yeah, you know, straight up Ravens Raiders. I think that should be pretty convincing and a nice little comeback victory for the Ravens. Next up, Chargers Panthers. Spread is 5 in Chargers' favor. Over under is the 39 points. So a little lower scoring game. You know what? For some reason, I want to pick the Panthers for an upset. Call me crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to call you crazy. Chargers, 5-point favorites, as you mentioned. 39, the over-under total. Carolina didn't score last week. Chargers didn't score last week. This seems to be like a low-scoring defensive game. Lean towards the Chargers covering the 5 points. Chargers will be my pick. I'll announce it now in the Circa Survivor Week 2. Chargers are my pick selection.
All right. I hope you're right, man. I hope you're right. And I hope I'm wrong in the upset. I'm not making that official yet until Friday.
I think the fact that you just made it official, I just want to fade it right now. So I'm going with the Chargers.
Yeah. So you're taking this points -5?
I like the Chargers to cover the 5. Yeah, I think their defense showed up big in a big way last week against the Raiders. Raiders, Panthers, not much difference really offensively as far as what they can do. I think Harbaugh with Jesse Minter, their defense will stifle Bryce Young. Carolina can't play any worse than what they did last week. First pass by Bryce Young gets intercepted.
They can't.
Chargers weren't very good on offense either. Just expect Herbert and those receivers, tight ends, to play a little bit better. But the run game from the Chargers and their ability to control the line of scrimmage, I think, will be the difference in this one.
Nice. Next game up, Saints at the Cowboys. Cowboys are favored by 6. We have the over-under at 47 points. Saints tore it up last week on offense. Carr had 3 touchdowns in the first half. Cowboys with Dak and everyone on new contracts. I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I think that's fair to say, right?
Yeah, the Cowboys home opener coming off a big win on the road against Cleveland. You know, 3 hours before the game gets started, Dak signs a $60 million contract per season. Mike McCarthy still sitting there on the last year of his contract. CD, obviously, 1 week before season gets started, he got his new deal. But Dallas looked focused. They looked prepared. They looked ready. Give Mike McCarthy credit. He's done a great job of that. Zimmer, the new DC there, has got that defense flying around. And the Saints, I mean, they scored 47 points to open the year against Carolina. Well, this isn't Carolina, and this isn't a home game. I agree. I think the Cowboys win this one at home.
Beautiful. Are you going to stay away from the over-unders? Are they going to cover the spread?
Got to tune in to Dub Club for those picks. I'll give out a few, but this game will be in the Dub Club special.
I like it. I like it. Buccaneers at the Lions. Bucs had a really great week one. Lions, not so great, but they did come out with the victory over the Rams. Lions are favored by 7.5, which I think is quite a lot, over under 51.5 points. For me, I don't know. I kind of want to stay away from this game. It kind of feels like it could be a shootout. Baker has played pretty well on the road before in the past. The Lions defense was a little porous, especially up the middle. And you got to expect the Lions also to come out a little bit better on the offense and kind of fine tune a few things that kind of look more like that Dan Campbell team.
Yeah, Tampa looked good, like you mentioned, against Washington, came out strong, got the job done. Rookie quarterback, Todd Bowles, veteran defensive coach, head coach, gave the new rookie quarterback some new looks. He struggled in the opener, ran the ball well, but they didn't attack him in the passing game. With the Lions, you get a complete offense. Great offensive line. They got tight ends. They got running backs. They got wide receivers. A good quarterback. A great OC. So this is going to be a challenge for Tampa. Winfield Jr. is out with the injury in the secondary. Young defense. But Tampa looked quick. They looked a little quicker. They got names that we're not sure we don't recognize. Kind of got rid of the older guard and kind of brought in some new guys. They looked quick. I like Tampa to cover the 7.5. I like the over, too. I think this is going to be a shootout to a degree. Rematch of the NFC divisional round. I think Baker, he's just comfortable with what they got going on, and 7.5 is too much for them to give up. I'll take the Lions to win a shootout 31-27.
You taking the over?
Yeah, I'll take the over. I think this game goes over.
Colts at the Packers. Colts really impressed me in week one. I think they're going to be really competitive. I like their quarterback, I like their young guys. Packers, is Love playing? Is he not playing? He's obviously not on the IR. There's some talks that he might miss like a week or two. I don't know how fast he can, come back from a sprain. But Malik Willis, how much trust do you have in him? He didn't really do much at Tennessee. Just came in like a little bit of relief once in a while. But over/under is at 4.5. Colts are actually favorite right now. Am I reading this right? 2.5
Yes,
points.
Colts are favored in this game. With Love out, Colts are favored. Like you mentioned, Love, is he going to play? Is he not? Matt LaFleur's been kind of quiet on it. Sources close to me tell me Love is out, so I'm ruling him out for this game. I think this is a potential for an upset given that the Packers got points. But like you said, Malik Willis has not shown that he can play at a consistent level in the NFL. I just don't think he's got enough in the tank. I think the Colts, with all the weapons they got, will be able to run the ball, throw the ball deep. Their defense is going to bounce back from a poor game. Packers defense, if they could step up, would be big. But I think the Colts ultimately pull out the victory in Lambeau Field.
You got the Colts in the upset.
Well, they're favored, so I'll take them,
Favorite
yeah.
bet. Yeah. Interesting. That's kind of a stay away game for me. I don't even want to touch the
I
over
wouldn't
unders.
bet it. I wouldn't bet the game. I do think the Colts win it straight up. The
Yeah.
number's between 2.5, 3.5, depending where you get it at.
Yeah.
But even if Love plays, I don't think he is. He's not worth risking this with that MCL sprain he's got.
But if they do lose an 0-2 hole for the Packers, no one wants to start 0-2. The numbers are not in your favor for making the playoffs, or let alone the championship games.
They did start the year, I believe, 3-5 last year. This team has confidence in their young quarterback, Love. So I think whether they are 0-2 or 1-1, I think they're still probably a playoff team in the NFC.
You feel like they just got it? They know they can dig themselves out if
Yeah.
needed.
I mean, if Love injury isn't as bad, obviously if he comes back and hurts it again or, re-injures it or gets an ACL, MCL sprain or whatever he gets, that's why you got to be cautious. He's got to be able to move. He's got to be able to defend himself. Got to be able to, take hits without getting hurt. That's why I don't see him playing this week. You just paid the guy $252 million or whatever you paid him. It's not worth or $212 million for 4 years. It's not worth going out and getting hurt in week two. If he has to sit out week two, week three, and you're 3 games back, it is what it is, man.
Is what it is. Next game, Browns at the Jags. Jags are favored by 3 points. Over under is 41.5. I don't know. Talk me into something here.
I'll take the Jaguars. They're at home. How's that?
I have this stat where Deshaun Watson was pretty good last year in the games that he started. And he looked like shit last week. He just looks like a former version of himself. I still can't believe that's still the same quarterback that I thought was like maybe like a top three, five quarterback in the NFL when he was with Houston. Since that whole scandal happened, since he got all that money, just not the same. But I do expect him to at least come back to like some type of medium of what he hit last year. But Jags, tough loss last week in Miami. They got some weapons. Yeah, I might have to agree with you here, Jags. And I have a feel like Jaguars might pile on some touchdowns here. I'm thinking about like three or four scores at least.
I think the Jaguars can score. Cleveland gave up, 33 points to Dallas. So this is their first game on the road. Myles Garrett, that defense for the Browns. They rely on the offense, Deshaun Watson, to get some kind of rhythm to keep them off the field. Cleveland got no rhythm against the Cowboys. They look confused. They look lost. No run game, no pass game. Watson running for his life. Given that their tackles and offensive line is banged up for Cleveland, this is a good Jacksonville defense. They held Miami to 20 points and should have won that game. Multiple turnovers cost them. I like the Jaguars at home to cover.
Okay. Next up, 49ers visiting the Minnesota Vikings. I was talking to one of my friends, Will. Him and his wife have season tickets to the 49ers. They've had them for like 20 something years, 30 something years. They're Bay Area natives since I'm here in San Francisco. Really nice older couple. They tailgate. Every time I go tailgate with them, I'm barely walking alive outside the stadium. Lots of drinks, lots of good times, lots of good barbecue. Will was telling me how 49ers just have a terrible reputation, history of playing the Vikings in general. And he can't remember the last time they actually won. I didn't get a chance to look it up, but Niners are favored by 5 points. Over-under's 46. Vikings, though, looked really good last week. And Sam Darnold did soak up some of that 49er winning tradition. They have weapons. The defense played okay, but it was against the lowly Giants. I don't know.
It's a good defense for Minnesota. They beat him last year on a Monday Nighter. That started a three-game losing streak for the 49ers, if you remember. They lost to to Cleveland. They lost to Minnesota. Then they lost to your Cincinnati Bengals. And then they went into the bye week and got on a tear. I'm surprised to see the line so high, given, you know, the 49ers look great on Monday night. It's a short week. You're traveling to Minnesota. They have struggled, as your buddy Will had said. I think the last time they beat them, ironically, was in the playoffs in the wild card or divisional round with Kirk Cousins there in Justin Jefferson's first or second year in the league. With, I think Zimmer was still the coach there for Minnesota.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
Minnesota has weapons. They got running backs. They've got receivers. Can they keep Sam Darnold standing? Didn't really get a good look at what the 49ers have on defense. Jets played a pretty vanilla game on offense. Didn't really get any rhythm. Didn't have them on the field for a while. This, if we're talking about upsets, I think this is a potential upset. I think Minnesota could win this game at home.
Potential upsets. I can see that. It's not too out of the realm of that thing. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Next up, Seahawks at Patriots. Seahawks favored by 3, visiting the Pats. Over-under is a little low, 38.5.
What side do you like on this one? You've been telling me Patriots all week on the upset. You've been kind of talking me into it the more I look at this game.
The Patriots did look good, but was it just like a little too good for week one? You know, we always see this in football in every season where a team comes out hot for a week or two, and then that's when, you know, things start to settle around week 4 or 5. Is this just like one of those things where maybe they do collect like their 2 or 3 wins in the first third, and then they don't win another game, you know, throughout the rest of the
So what you're saying, there's basically last week where Northern Illinois, when they went into Notre Dame and won, and they're going to come back to reality this week?
Yeah, and Seahawks, they did win, but it wasn't really a complete game. I think we talked about how a lot of things were just missing from the performance against Denver. I think Seahawks win.
Seahawks should probably win this game. You've been leaning Patriots all week. Got me looking at it like I'm like, why, man? Why am I even looking at the Patriots as a potential upset here? Seattle did, you know, struggle, but they got new coaching staff, new head coach, new DC, new OC. They didn't play any reps in the preseason. Denver, Sean Payton, Denver's not a bad squad. Over under, you said, was 38. I would tend to say this is going to go under. I think it's going to go under. It feels like a 24-10.
Feels like a 16-14 game to me.
I'm going to say Seattle probably wins this game like 24-10.
24-10? Yeah, you might be right. If I was a betting man, which I am, I'm really tempted, depending on what kind of news comes out by Saturday, I'm really tempted to pick the Patriots. I'm going to have to read a little bit more, go back on the Reddit boards, check my sources from the sofa, to see how I feel good about laying some money down. Otherwise, I might want to just stay away. But I'm definitely... This is definitely going to be on one of my 4 games to watch in the morning. I'm kind of intrigued to see whether this is like a shit show or just, you know, fool's gold, right?
Yeah, it will be. It'll be on one of my 2 TVs. So out of the 8 games I will be watching on Sunday morning, Patriots Seattle will make the screen.
Yeah, I need another TV, Matt. I really need one. We'll work
Dub
on that.
Dub Club, guys. Let's get ourselves Dub another Club, TV. Let's go, man.
Guys, on Dub Club, we're offering like some really good picks. We just talked about it. We're winning at a really good clip. And you know, for $10, you could be making a couple $100 a week off of our picks. It sounds like a pretty good deal to me. So sign up weekly, monthly. Just put the credit card in, and we'll just take your money happily and happily provide some really good picks. So check that out. Next game. We only have, 3 more games for the morning games, I believe? Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like every game is a morning game this week.
Every game's a morning game, which fucking hate that, but whatever, NFL. Jets at the Titans. Jets are favored by 3.5. The over-under is 41 points. I like the Jets to rebound from the Monday night loss. They did look kind of shaky. The defense was really porous. We were expecting a lot more from them. Aaron Rodgers, although he looked a little slow, he had some nice bullet passes to Lazar. I think they rebound in a big way. Titans, Levitz, although like I do like pieces on that team, and I think they maybe, you know, they might show up to a handful of games this year. I just don't think they're going to be very good still based on our predictions in the beginning of the year. So Jets rebound and get their first victory of the season.
I think this is going to be a good game on Sunday morning. Titans, I think, are going to play better. Jets, I think, obviously, with their defense, is going to play better. I think it's going to be a close game. I think the Jets are favored by 4. You mentioned the over-under 41. I think the Jets do rebound and get a win, but I'd stay away from this one on the betting side. Aaron Rodgers, he's still got the arm talent, footwork, speed, getting out of the pocket. It's a work in progress right now. But the Jets, yeah. The Jets defense, which is the stronghold of that team, they finished in the top 5 last year. They were embarrassed on Monday night. San Francisco, an unknown running back, Jordan Mason, ran all over them. They saw how Will Levis looked against the Bears. They got to be licking their chops in the film room, getting after them this week. I think the Jets rebound. I'm with you on that one, Rome.
Our last Sunday morning game, rather, Giants at the Commanders. Commanders only 1.5-point favorites, so basically a pick 'em. Over-under is at 43. I'm definitely taking the Commanders. As I mentioned, I really like Jaden, what he brings to the table. I thought he had the best performance out of all the rookie quarterbacks. They got some really cool pieces. Giants just look like shit up and down. Daniel Jones, what a heist of the century, man. Like, I'm a big fan of the town. You know, you got Ben Affleck robbing all the banks. They steal money from the Cathedral of Boston. This is what it kind of feels like. You know, it feels like a heist. Daniel Jones, man, just collecting $40 million to throw pick sixes, rather, you know, just to throw pick sixes. Commanders, I got them to cover for sure.
Yeah, well, the number's not going to come into play here. Whoever wins is going to cover that number outright. I agree. Washington, Commanders, they went 0-2 against the Giants last year. But Daniel Jones, I don't believe, played in any of those two games. Jaden Daniels, he gets his first win as an NFL starting quarterback. I got the Commanders winning at home.
By the way, man, just talking about the Giants, like, when do you think they bring back the Italian Stallion? Or are they just forced to kind of have Daniel Jones out there because they're committed to so much money? Like, I thought he was pretty decent last year.
Or 2 years ago when he got him to the playoffs?
Not Daniel Jones, the backup.
Oh, the Italian Stallion? Yeah, I mean, he's serviceable. Yeah. I mean, Sylvester Stallone, Rocky guy. Yeah, I mean, he's serviceable quarterback. I mean, he looked better than Daniel Jones. He moves better. We'll see what Daniel Jones does. I mean, Brian Daboll doubled down on him, said he's his guy. Maybe Brian Daboll just wants to get fired and get out of that shit show they call the New York Football Giants. We're going to find out. I mean, if they get beat by Jaden Daniels, a rookie quarterback, and get beat bad, I've said it based on the opening podcast that we had. I think the Giants are a potential 0-17 team.
Wait, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Did they get rid of their backup quarterback?
No, they still have him.
Tommy DeVito? Okay, he's still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to see his dad and his agent that looks like...
Dude, that kind of looks like a character. They got to do a movie about him. Really good. I kind of liked it. You know, just like an Italian guy still living at home, enjoying that pasta, those home-cooked meals. Kind of cool. I think we would all appreciate that given the opportunity. Okay, Sunday afternoon games. There's only 3, and then we have the Sunday night game. So that's kind of nice. A little break with Rams at Cardinals. Another close one. Cardinals slightly favored by 1 point. Over-under is 48. Cardinals looked pretty good in the first half before they disappeared. Marvin Harrison Jr. didn't see shit as far as receiving. So maybe they kind of correct that. Rams, though, they got to be licking their chops at this. They look like a playoff team playing against Detroit Lions. Stafford, I guess when a lot of people are talking to all these young quarterbacks coming up in the NFL, they're asking, like, who's their favorite quarterback? A majority of them are talking about how it's Stafford. Like, that's their idol. Like, this guy just throws bullets, his footwork, his everything, his composure. It's not Rodgers. It's not whoever the fuck. They always talk about Stafford. So,
So you're taking the Rams this week.
I like the Rams.
I'm going to take the Cardinals. Rams are banged up. Puka's out. Oh, they got like three or four offensive linemen they just put on the IR. Still young, still learning on defense. They got some new plays people there. I think Marvin Harrison Jr., you mentioned one catch for 4 yards. He came out and said, look, I'm going to put up some big numbers this week. Kyler's going to look for him. I think Arizona wins this one.
I can't take Kyler seriously. Like, every time I see him play, every time I see an interview with him, he just looks like a fake character from, like, Toy Story or something like that. Like, even his body composition is not, like, the right proportions at all. It just doesn't make any sense.
He looks like a kid in a grown man's body with pads on. Let's put it that way.
So fucking weird, yeah. Okay, you got the cards. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to take the cards.
And thank you for telling me that there's, like, some IR stuff going on with the Rams. I want to look that up. All my official picks, though, guys, are going to be on X on Saturday, so be sure to look out for that in case I change my mind in the next 2 days. Bengals, Chiefs, this is a big game. In fact, this might be the most enticing game for me out of the whole day. Chiefs favored by 6 points, over-unders at 48. This is where, like, my hubris, or just me, just because I don't like the Chiefs, I'm going to root against them no matter what. Bengals didn't look good last week, and it's week two. They never look good in week two. They never look good in week one. They never look good in week two. The chase drama is still there. That wrist is still bothering me. Him holding that water bottle, all those things on social media. Like, I'm believing all this stuff. But the Bengals, I don't know, man. This is a stay away from me. I don't want to bet on this one.
It's a stay-away bet game for me. Joe Burrow's never lost to Patrick Mahomes in the regular season. So this game, you know, Chase, I mean, Bengals are barking too. I mean, they're talking a lot of shit. Chase
again?
Is saying, yeah, Chase is talking. The defense is talking. They didn't show up week one, so maybe week two they will. But if they lose this game, I think they'll be 0-2 for the fifth time in the last six seasons. So they're a team that knows how to dig themselves out of a hole. Interesting yeah. that the NFL would set this game up week two, because we always see the Chiefs versus the Bengals late November, early December, kind of leading up to the playoffs. Who's going to get that home field? I think the Chiefs win, but Bengals are talking, man. They're talking. So they're adding intrigue to the game.
Yeah. You know, I'm rooting for the Bengals. I'm not going to be shy about that. Besides Josh Allen, I do really like Joe Burrow. And it pains me because I'm a Steelers fan to be rooting for a quarterback in my own fucking division. But he's really nice. He's really good when he's healthy. Yeah, I'm staying away. Final game in the afternoon. My Steelers dominating Atlanta Falcons last week on defense. Fields, in my opinion, putting together a really nice, complete game, although all his passes were everywhere but the middle of the field. They're barely favored by 2.5 points, over under really low, 36.5. I'm taking my Steelers. I'm definitely taking them, but I'm not gonna lie to you, these are the kind of games that the Steelers lose.
It is a trap game going into Denver. Mile high Denver plays good in September at home. But they got a rookie quarterback going against an elite defense. You saw how he struggled against Seattle. I think Pittsburgh's a little better defensively. Pittsburgh, I think, feels confident. I think Tomlin feels confident. Right away, he named Fields a starter. You said Fields didn't turn the ball over. That's the key. Run the ball. Fields, run the ball. Play smart. Don't turn the ball over. Don't force anything. Hit your tight end. Hit Pickens a few plays over the top. And let your defense go out and win the game. They can stop the run game of Denver. That will be the key. Force Bo Nix to throw the ball 35, 40 times a game. He'll give you two or three picks. He's not ready for the schemes, the defensive speed the Steelers have. Steelers should cover. The line's tricky. It looks stupid. 2.5 should probably be 4.5. Steelers are the side here.
Okay. And I like betting on over-unders. I wouldn't even touch that either.
Nah, stay away from that.
That'd be an 8-10 game. Or maybe
21-17. It could be. Yeah, it could be. I don't like the total on that. I don't like the total.
I don't think so either. Last game, Sunday night, Bears, Jason's Bears, 1-0 against the 1-0 Texans. Texans favored by 6.5. Over-under is 45. This is a no-brainer for me. Bears aren't even close to having half the talent that Texans have. Texans have the better coach, the better quarterback, the better weapons, the better offensive schemes, defensive schemes. But I will lean on the over on the 45.5. I think Texans probably lay down 3 or 4 touchdowns. Caleb Williams didn't play great in this first week, getting all those rookie jitters, but he did look really nice in preseason, so I expect him to at least get 1 or 2 touchdowns in week 2 and kind of rebound on his rookie of the year campaign.
I think week 2 is going to be rough for Caleb. Keenan Allen's banged up. Rome Odunze is banged up.
He's out, right?
Keenan Allen, I believe, is out. Or I'm leaning towards him being out. Rome hasn't practiced all week, so Odunze. So I think Caleb's going to struggle. Road game, I think the Texans light them up. I like the Texans to cover and win big. I think they win by 2 or 3 scores in this game.
What do you think Jason's going to say?
He's going to take the Bears, and that's all the more reason why not to take them this week.
He'll take them no matter what, dude. The Chicago fans, dude, they don't give a shit. At least I'm honest when I'm taking my team.
Yeah.
We got last game for the NFL. Monday night, Falcons at the Eagles. Eagles are favored by 6.5, over under at 47. I think this is just pretty clear cut for me. It's Eagles all day. I think Hurts is going to have a better game than what he had down in Brazil, making mistakes, trying to eliminate that. The offensive line looked pretty decent, even without Kelsey. Eagles.
This is an interesting game, given that the Eagles are 6.5-point favorite on Monday night. I don't think the Eagles are worthy of such a high number. I think people are kind of down on Atlanta given their performance against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a much better defense than Atlanta, than Philly.
Yeah.
So I think Atlanta's going to cover the 6.5. This should be a close game. If you're looking for a potential upset, I think the Falcons are a potential go on the road Monday night. Kirk Cousins, can he win the big game? Can he put the critics to sleep? This is an important game for Atlanta to show up, given that they lost with such high expectations in week 1 against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It is. From what I remember, though, Eagles have some pretty decent pass rushers. Cousins didn't look very mobile. When it comes to, like, old guys playing quarterback, he looked terrible. At least Rodgers still has, like, a bullet arm. You expect Cousins to return to some form or fashion. He has weapons there, right? So you're right. You might be right, actually. Falcons might have a good chance to do an upset. Eagles do tend to lose these games when they're heavily favored. I think that's what the research shows. So I think that's it.
That's it for week 2 action, man. But like you said, Rome, stay tuned to Dub Club. We will be having probably about 5 to 8 picks in the NFL this Sunday for against the spread, over-unders, all that will be up.
Do you want to go at least 5 games for the NFL every week?
I will be releasing 5 games at least every week in the NFL. As you know, Rome, I'm doing the Westgate Super Contest and the Circa Millions, so I have to pick 5 games regardless. So those 5 games will be listed on there along with a few other ones.
Nice. I'll be providing my 5 games as well. They might oppose Aaron, but they are going to be in the same package. So choose wisely, I guess. We'll find out.
Choose wisely, or, you know, if we're both on the same side, you might want to fade and go the other way. either way, I'll tell you this, it's going to be entertaining.
It will be entertaining. I think our averages are like pretty close. I think yours was a lot better than mine last year, but I think I was still hitting at a nice 56% clip last year. Cool. We'll take a quick break and then we'll go over college football. And we're back for college football picks. Aaron has highlighted a few games for us to watch this weekend, including the Civil War and the Apple Cup. Real quick, though, before we go into these games, though, do you want to talk about the Pac-12?
Pac-12, or should we call it the Pac-6, like a six-pack of beer on a
Pac-6, yeah.
Saturday? I like it,
Pac-6
man.
with light.
Yeah, get that Natural Light, Miller Light, Coors Light. Get your silver
But
bullet,
yeah.
and let's.
Pretty crazy. I don't know. I guess we can talk about that later. All right, so first game you have is Arizona, Kansas State, -7, over under 59.5. Take it away.
That's a Friday night Big 12 clash. Arizona joining the Big 12 to take on the Kansas State Wildcats from Manhattan, Kansas. Jason, I believe, has Kansas or Arizona, I think, winning the Big 12 conference. Maybe it was Utah. But this is a big game, you know, for Arizona coming into the conference. I think the winner of this game has a shot to get into that lead spot for the championship game and possible get into the playoff. Big implications on a Friday night. 7 points. I like Arizona to cover 7 on the road in Manhattan, Kansas.
Beautiful. Memphis at Florida State. Your Florida State Seminoles, -7.5. Who's favorites by 6.5, actually?
Florida State is favored. Florida State is favored. I know 6.5 kind of seems like a lot. Been a lot of turmoil going around in Tallahassee these last 2 weeks, Nick, given that they're 0-2. I think
Yep.
this is their toughest opponent to start the year. Talent-wise, Memphis. I got Memphis as a non-Power 4 team making it into the playoffs.
You did.
But I think Florida State's going to win this game. I think they're going to bounce back. I think they're going to find a way. All the talk I've been hearing around the program is players looking at each other and saying it's time to man up. It's time to stop fucking around and let's get the win. I like Florida State to win. Not necessarily cover, but I think the Seminoles get on the board, get a win. It's just been nothing but downward spiral ever since getting left out of the playoff. Got to remember, this team hasn't won since they won the ACC championship game early December. You got the shocking news of not getting to the playoff, the disappointment in Ireland, the fall flat on their face on Labor Day. Everyone's kind of giving up on the program. Let's see. Let's see if the players step up. The time to do it is on Saturday.
Now would be a good time while the lights are dim. LSU at South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina, week one, they escaped of a win. And then week two, going to Kentucky and just destroying them as a 10-point underdog. Now they're at home, 7-point dog. LSU comes to town. LSU defensively still struggling, even with their new DC that came over from Missouri. USC, we know based off what we've seen the first 2 weeks, wasn't no slouch. And LSU took them all the way to the wire. This should be a good game in the SEC. South Carolina, can they pull the upset? I don't know if they have enough offense. Interesting game, I think, early season SEC play.
Alabama at Wisconsin.
Alabama, they did not look good against South Florida. That was a 21-16 game, early fourth quarter, kind of ran away with it. The score is misleading, 42-16. Wisconsin is getting 16 points. I think Wisconsin covers the 16. This can be a closer game than people think. Alabama, I think, finds a way to win. But Wisconsin, 16 points. That's disrespect for a Big Ten team at home against an SEC Alabama team that's still trying to get things rolling on offense with new coaches, new coordinators. Close game, but I like Alabama to pull it out, but Wisconsin to cover.
So there's a bar around the corner called Aces. It's a New York bar. They have a Eli Manning jersey on the wall. They have original bleacher seatings from Yankee Stadium, the original Yankee Stadium. Went through a revamp through the pandemic, but it also dubs as a Wisconsin Badgers bar. So I might go to Aces and grab one of their slushy Irish coffees, maybe have a
Have
little
one for me,
Jameson
man.
next to it, and watch the game there.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, man. You know, that sounds pretty good. Have one for me. I think it's gonna be rocking, man. It's gonna be rocking from Wisconsin, man.
They have a fucking crazy following here in San Francisco. I can't believe it, actually. It
They have a
goes
big
wild.
following. They have a big following down here. I remember when they were playing in the Rose Bowl. I'd find people that you just would never know just wearing Wisconsin gear. So
Yeah.
Wisconsin, low key, they're all around down here, man.
They got a big following here on the West Coast. I don't know how.
Yeah. I think the Ron Dane days back in the early 2000s, man.
Loves Ron Dayne. Yeah.
I love them, man. Wisconsin was rolling, man. Barry Alvarez, love you, guy.
I have a love-hate for Wisconsin, I think they took out our Cal State tight ends in the NCAA tournament. We were underdogs big time, but I liked us to do the upset. And we were close in the first half, and then we got our ass beat in the second half, and that was the end. It was the first round. And then they also had, I don't know. I'm pretty sure they beat up on UCLA at one point or another. So, next game. This is going to be dubbed as like sports therapy. Maybe we should do sports therapy at after dark here on Sports from the Sofa.
Sports therapy, man. That's a 24/7, 365-day thing, man.
Just have a whole bunch of sorry ass fans just bitching about their teams, laying them down, yelling at the kids, telling the wife to
Hey,
shut up.
you got that Florida State fan that still has millions of people out there eating some dog shit, so.
He's gonna get some dog shit, yeah. He's still say so for your sake too, since you're a Florida State guy. Next game, Boston College, BC doing well so far this year, and Missouri.
Missouri in the top 10, high hopes for them to get into the playoffs. Boston College, they went in and beat Florida State in Tallahassee. They won last week big. I don't know how good Boston College is. This is a good game, I think. Underrated, undervalued game. They're 16-point dog. I think Boston College is going to cover the 16. Missouri beat Buffalo last week 38-0 at home. So I think this will be an interesting football game, man. Boston College, I don't know how good they are. They're 2-0. They beat Florida State, like we said. Missouri, they've looked strong. I think this can be an underrated close football game, good matchup, not being talked about a lot.
Typically, I like to do some bets when the spread is this big. I didn't mention it so much in the Alabama Wisconsin, but I really don't know what to make of Alabama yet, and I haven't seen Wisconsin in depth. But this Boston College Missouri, I think Boston College definitely covers. And Missouri, I think I highlighted in the last podcast, are they fool's gold? Are they as good as what they've, come off to be in the first 2 weeks? And I think you or Jason might have defended them a little bit, but minus 16. Is it over 40, 54?
Yeah, over under 54. Not real strong side on that, but Missouri's a good team. They're a good team. Boston College, the verdict's still out on them because we really don't know how good Florida State is. They demolished them. They won big last week. I think 16 points is too much here. Boston College, I think's the side.
Might look into this and pick this as my upset. We'll see.
You think BC's going to win outright?
Yeah.
I think if BC wins this game, this would be a bigger upset than for sure than winning at Florida State. And
Yeah,
then the number of the spreads around the same points.
guys, look out on X when we reveal that one Saturday morning. That might be my upset special. Next up, some rivalry games. Oregon at Oregon State, the Civil War game, 6.5.
16 and a half.
6.5, rather, yeah.
Crazy high number given how poorly Oregon's looked the last 2 weeks, both at home. They travel to Corvallis to take on the Beavers. Old Pac-12 rivals meet again in the Civil War. Talking about upsets, I think Oregon State could upset Oregon. This is a
I think that's true.
game. No one's talking about it. Oregon State hasn't looked great. They just came off a 21-0 win over San Diego State. Defensively, they look strong. Oregon's ripe for the taking right now, man. They're ripe for the taking. I think Oregon State's aside. They'll cover. Oregon State will cover.
Okay. I dig that. Yeah, I might be with you. I think Oregon State can do the upset. They usually play a pretty tough game rivalry usually at the end of the year, but this really, fuck it, why not? I dig it. Going up north, Washington State for the Apple Cup against Washington. How about those apples? Washington favored by 4.5, 56.5 for the over.
Feel real confident taking Washington laying the 4.5 at home against Washington State. Washington got their coach come over from the University of Arizona. They got Steve Belichick. Yeah, you might know that name. Bill Belichick's son is a defensive coordinator. Defensively,
Right.
they've looked good the first 2 weeks. Obviously, they haven't played anybody offensively. Kind of a slow start getting new pieces in, obviously, with all the star players that left Washington, kind of getting that momentum program going. Washington State's looked good beating Texas Tech last week, but Washington at home, 4.5, Apple Cup, I'll take them. That's one of my stronger plays for Saturday college football, Washington. minus 4.5.
Next up, you have another robbery. Colorado. Prime time is Colorado against Colorado State. A lot of smack talk. I know I've been seeing this on X a lot, as well as on the Reddit boards. Colorado State thought that they could have manhandled Colorado last year. Felt like they should have won. I think it was a double overtime loss to Colorado last year. And as we know, Shador Sanders, Hunter, all the shit talking that's coming out of there. You know, the bad vibes of like what's happening. We discussed in the last pod. For some reason, like as much as I want to root for Sanders and those guys at Colorado, now I just want to see them lose. I'm going for Colorado State.
I'm with you. I kind of agree with you, man. Given how much talk that Colorado's done, they're kind of like the bad guy of college football. Except instead of a team that wins, they just lose. So now you just want to see how bad can they lose. As much as I want Colorado to lose this game, I think they are the side here. I don't know if they're going to cover, but I think Colorado finds a way to win. But Colorado State, like you said, should have beat them last year in Boulder. Now Colorado Springs, Deion, Shadir Sanders, Hunter. I think Colorado is going to get the job done. They'll find a way to get the job done.
Yeah, that 58 over is kind of enticing. Is Colorado State, if I remember correctly, they have a couple guys on their team that turned down like some pretty big NIL money because they believed in Colorado State's chances of competing for a national championship. Is that the right team?
Don't know if that's the right team. Definitely not. I mean, Colorado State did get beat 52-0 to start the year against Texas, so they didn't have any NIL money on that game.
I couldn't find it. I could have sworn it's their quarterback and someone else. They got
offered.
About
Arizona. I think you're thinking about Arizona, man.
I don't know. I could have sworn it was Colorado State. It was a white quarterback, another wide receiver. They got offered some money. They turned it down because they strongly believed in returning back to the program to compete for a national title.
I think this is Arizona you're talking about.
We're going to have to confirm that.
It's not a white quarterback, but Arizona had a star quarterback and receiver. Their coach left to Washington. Everybody thought they were going to transfer out. They both stayed and said, we got unfinished business at Arizona. So I think that's the guys you're talking about.
Unfinished business, losing. So, all right. Your last pick for college football for us to watch is Indiana at my beloved UCLA. Baby Blue.
It's on the watch list, man. Bruins' first game in the Big Ten Conference at home against Indiana. They're a 3-point underdog. Both teams coming undefeated. Rome, who's the side? Who are you taking, man? You think your Bruins get the job done?
I don't know too much about UCLA.
They look like shit against Hawaii.
Yeah, you know, they lost a lot of players to the transfer portal. Obviously, they're DCs now with USC. The head coach bounced out. Chip Kelly bounced out to Ohio State. So I'm not feeling pretty good about it. You know, they couldn't keep anybody for shit at UCLA when the program was starting to turn a corner, man. We were owning USC, and I don't know how to feel anymore, man. I'm back on my Cornhusker bandwagon. I tried finding my sweatshirt to rock today, but I can't find it. I did laundry, and it's somewhere. It's pretty tattered up, but I'm going to be rocking a Nebraska jersey or a sweatshirt next time we're on the pod.
I'd love to see you in Nebraska because that Yankee beanie you got on is just disgusting, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, no one likes it. People don't like it when they know I'm a Dodger fan. They're like, why are you wearing that hat? It's a Yankee.
Dodgers came from Brooklyn, so.
Yeah, we're all.
They're all from the same boat, same tree somewhere.
Exactly, yeah. We all talk shit, so, you know, it's a fair game. Cool, man. Anything else for college football?
Those are my games to watch this week. That's what I got, man.
Okay. You can catch Aaron's final college football picks on X. We'll have a couple, maybe two or three game teaser. You can subscribe to see the other ones. We are offering a, 7 or 14-day trial for that. So they don't have to put any money down. You just sign up your credit card. You're going to definitely get some winners with Aaron's picks. It also comes with NFL picks as well. We'll release that Saturday. We'll be back Monday night with Aaron, Jason, and myself. This is Sources from the Sofa. Peace.